Well, this is it. After 6 years, Nanny the Month is packing it in, but not before one last hurrah. Growing vegetables, selling Chipotle burritos, photoshopping models, sleeping in cars, feeding the homeless, wearing naughty beige yoga pants. Over the years, busybodies have been itching to bust you for all of those crimes. They've targeted Happy Meals, bikini baristas, condomless porn, tiny gun-shaped lighters, raw milk, rare burgers, live music, fish pedicures, and a bazillion other things. But for the very last nanny, we head to the Hamptons for a story that highlights why we may be completely and utterly doomed. So here's the deal. East Hampton Village shut down a lemonade stand. And yeah, sure, we've heard stories like this so many times we almost forget to be outraged. But here's why we might be completely and utterly doomed. 1. Someone saw a lemonade stand and called the cops. You know, the people with handcuffs and guns. It's the Hamptons, so the killjoy probably dialed 911. 2. A cop actually responded. 3. A cop shut down the lemonade stand even though it was run by Jerry Seinfeld and his son. In other words, celebrity, the one force that could plausibly overpower our control freak culture, got squeezed like an overripe eureka in a gorilla cage. Thanks for following Nanny the Month on Twitter, thanks for submitting your nanny nominees, and thanks for griping along for 6 years. Nanny out.